Airing of grievances time on ESPN 700, 877-353-0700. The IM Flash hotlines are open. You call us, you tell us what's been on your mind, that thing you don't want to, that chunk of negativity you don't want to carry into your weekend, the burden you've been bearing throughout the week. 877-353-0700. Air your grievances. I've got one or two. Tom's got who knows how many. Big French even comes up. Heck, intern Scott, Lauren, they might have grievances they want to air. We don't know. 877-353-0700 if you'd like to air a grievance this afternoon. Who wants to go first?
Me.
Okay. Yep.
I need to go first.
All right, go ahead.
I got three.
Wow.
Yeah.
You get one for now.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to give you one.
What?
Yeah. Hurry up.
Tough crowds at events. I'm airing it because it's bonkers, okay? If you put a suit and tie on, suit and bow tie, and you're going to an event, I'm assuming you, sir, want to have fun.
Yeah.
Okay? So when I'm cracking jokes that are funny, you better be laughing!
This, if you didn't tune in early, you didn't hear us talking about the State of Sport Awards yesterday. Tom and I had to present the award for Best Male Collegiate Athlete. By the way, congrats to Joel Ballenboy, who won it for last year.
How he was even up for the award, I don't know. It's he's in the NBA now.
He's in on the Jazz now. It's fine, whatever. He's going to the playoffs. But Tom cracked some funny jokes, and nobody laughed. Nobody.
Not a single person.
Coach Witt, help us out.
Yeah.
Coach Witt, sit on the front row and laugh at our jokes.
Nope.
Golly.
But the best one I had, just really fast, okay? And the winner is La La Land. Crickets.
Crickets. Nothing.
I'm done. I'm done with you people. I'm done with your people.
Grievance aired. Eric from Cottonwood Heights wants to air a grievance. What's going on, Eric?
Okay. I've got two, and I'll keep it super fast.
Okay.
The first one, I ordered a really, really killer T-shirt online. I came, washed it once, it shrunk and ruined forever.
Oh, man.
$22, and the shipping was like $5.
Oh, what?
It took way too long to get there. Now I can't even wear it. That's one grievance. Second grievance is, sitting in my car, trying to back out, dude having a conversation on his phone behind me, get out of the car, say, hey, excuse me, I'm trying to back out. Looks at me like I'm the idiot. Anyway, that's all I got. Those are my grievances.
Yeah. Situational awareness for even when you're on your phones, people. Eric, two grievances aired. I like
well
that.
Done,
he kept
sir.
It
well
he
done.
Kept it quick. D from Saratoga Springs is up next. D, what's going on?
I'm fine. My grievance is with you and a little bit with Hackett.
Oh dear.
Bring it.
A couple of days ago you had a contestant play the game. And he was from Saratoga Springs, and you were talking smack on us.
And I told you.
It's only 40 minutes to Salt Lake from the golf course in Saratoga Springs. We got the lake in front of our front yard, some mountains behind us. We're God's country, not Sandy.
Take it easy,
okay.
D.
All right. You ruffled some feathers.
Yeah,
ruffled
you know what? Some feathers. Grievance aired.
Yeah, well done.
I can respect that, D. Saratoga Springs, though, it is out there. 40 minutes to Salt Lake? I don't think so. Nice try. There's no way. Spencer from Salt Lake wants to air a grievance. What's going on, Spencer?
Well, I'm an Uber driver, and I call in periodically to give you traffic updates. I carried two or three Jazz players, and I'd be happy to call and give you an inside interview, but I'm disappointed that the Red Rocks competed today. They took third in the first session at the Nationals, and Michaela Skinner nailed it. She's first place all around right now.
Why are you disappointed by that?
Because you guys didn't cover it.
I just covered it in my update like 5 minutes ago.
We just talked about it.
Well, I got to listen more carefully then. I'm disappointed that I don't pay attention.
He's disappointed. Yes!
Grievance with yourself, Spencer. Thanks for the phone call. Mike from Sandy wants to air a grievance in the airing of grievances. What's up, Mike?
So I had one, but now I have two because that guy said Saratoga Springs is God's country.
It's
he's
Sandy.
Only mad he didn't have the extra $200,000 to buy a house in Sandy, so that's why he's out there in Saratoga Springs.
Shots fired! Shots fired! Okay,
wow.
But my second area of grievance has to go. I mean, the whole United thing. Yes, it was bad. I'm not saying anything against that. But I have an airing of grievance with all these people that claim that they'll never fly United again, because that's hogwash. Because when you're taking your family of four on vacation and the United flight is $50 less per ticket, you will buy those four United tickets. That's all I got, guys.
Mike, you are correct. That was, yeah.
Yeah, well, cold-blooded, though, Mike, today.
Yikes.
Woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
More phone lines open, 877-353-0700 for you to air your grievances. Andre from Bountiful. What's going on, Andre?
Not much, guys. So my grievance is, I understand fast food workers don't get paid a lot, but could you at least make my hamburger look like a hamburger before you hand it to me?
Explain what you mean.
So I had fast food just the other day, and the ketchup was on the underside, the outside of the bun. The cheese was halfway off the burger. The pickles were somewhere to be seen other than on the burger. And it looked like somebody had wrapped it and I don't know what they were trying to do with it, but yeah, it looked like maybe Tom Hackett had kicked it or something.
Oh, Andre, I love it. Andre from Bountiful. Look, we get it. You don't make a lot of money working at the drive-thru, but don't just stand there throwing ingredients at the wax paper.
I can guarantee you that it was probably a Big Mac, too. Oh, it's funny stuff.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's fantastic. I've got a grievance to air, just randomly. Okay? I have a grievance to air with really, really beautiful women who go down the ladder and settle for guys who are way below their potential. I got a grievance to air with you, ladies.
You're an idiot.
What?
I know where you go with it.
That's all. That's it. That's over. That's all I had to say. What do you mean?
I'm done. I'm finished. Can I air my second grievance?
No, Cody from Grantsville first, and then Big French, and then you. Cody, what's up? Cody?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, air your grievance.
All the drivers that drive in the left lane slower than the flow of traffic.
Amen. Cody, that was going to be one of my grievances today. Thank you for stealing it from me. Goodness gracious, we were driving up to O-Town. And we were on Highway 89, right? I-15 to Highway 89. And there was somebody, when I drive past, if I turn my head and I see that it's like a little blue hair, you know, a lady with a little puff perm, I will just be like, all right, I shouldn't be rude. She's just trying to be safe, driving slow. But it was like a 50-year-old guy who was going 38 miles an hour on Highway 89.
55.
I was like, knock it off! Oh, boy. That's a legitimate one. All right, Big French, air a grievance.
I've got a couple. I'll save the other one for a little bit later in the segment, but the guys who drive by late at night with their little Honda Civics that are souped up at 10:30 at night, take off the mufflers through your freaking neighborhood.
I got one of those. I got one of those on my street up in the Avs.
What time does that end? Like 3, 4?
Well, you're like, oh, that sounds like a really cool car. Maybe you look out, and it's a bomb.
It's a Honda Civic with an extra $8,000 worth of exhaust work on it. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, come on, guy. Figure it out.
I'll give you until 6 o'clock to do that.
Oh, goodness gracious. Andrew from Clinton wants to air a grievance. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. First of all, Mr. Hackett, it's an honor. Secondly, my grievance is with the University of Utah always having the red-white game the Saturday before Easter, because I miss it every year at the stinking egg hunt for the family party. So,
ouch.
I either need to get the U to change it, or I don't know. But
so wait, is your grievance with the family for holding the egg hunt that day, or with the U for having the game that day?
As long as my wife doesn't hear, my family, but.
Atta baby, Andrew. Oh, goodness. Jeff. Jeff is also down in God's country. He's in Sandy. What's up, Jeff?
That's right. I have a grievance, actually, with the mothership ESPN in Connecticut for their blatant blatant disrespect of our Utah Jazz. Whenever they air highlights, apparently they have a policy of about a 4-to-1 ratio of opponents' highlights to Jazz highlights.
Yeah.
And it's just gotten ridiculous. Disrespect for a small market team.
Thanks for the phone call, Jeff. Legitimate grievance to air. I don't like it either. 877-353-0700. More lines open. Tommy Boy, what's your next one?
So Star Wars came out with their trailer today, right? The order of movies when it comes to the Star Wars movies.
Don't do this.
No, I'm doing it, big fella. It's not right, OC. Is it machete order? Do you go 1 through 6? Do you skip 1? Do you go 2 through 6? I mean, I don't know what to do because there's going to be a time in my life when one weekend I'm going to be like, right, the new Star Wars is coming out. I've got to watch the marathon just to catch up.
Yeah.
And it's chaotic. It's too much for me to handle. My weekends, my friends, are meant to be relaxing with not too much stress.
There's only two ways to watch them.
Either
in order, episodic order, meaning episode 1,
okay.
The Phantom Menace through The Force Awakens,
yes.
Which is episode 7,
go.
Or you can watch them in the order they were actually released.
Yes, that's not fair, because there needs to be one order, and that's it, and that's how you do it, whether it's machete, whether it's 1 through 7, pardon me, I said 6 earlier, I should have said 7, I don't need options, okay?
Okay.
It's not okay with me!
All right.
You can actually make it 8 with Rogue One in between
and
4.
Okay, pardon me. I said 6. Meant 8.
Yeah.
My third. Right. Can I get a third one?
Isaac from Salt Lake.
Mention.
What's up, Isaac?
Tom, you need to stop yelling, man. First of all, that's my first Tom needs to stop yelling on the air.
Yeah.
I think you know who this is.
Asiata.
What?
Isaac Asiata, for those that don't know.
That's it. My grievance is I just left the gym, and I have, like, I hate working out at public gyms because of the guys who wear the super, super skinny tank tops and just leggings, no shorts on, just leggings. And then the girls who are sweating their entire makeup palette off. I cannot stand it. Like, I was there for maybe an hour, hour and a half, and I left because, and I hate going to public gym because I just hate looking at those people. I don't understand if they're trying to, and then there's those people, oh my gosh, a third one. Then there's people who go to the gym dressed out like they're about to go out and go on a date with somebody.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's the worst one for me.
Isaac, what about the people that go to the gym that wear the gloves?
Yes, I don't understand why you're wearing gloves.
You do not wear gloves at the gym. Yes.
No, you get chalk. What's the point of wearing gloves? Yeah, like I said, work out at a public gym, and I hate it because I don't understand the Bohemian fest that's going on there or why girls are trying to find their husbands. I don't get it, man.
That's what's so funny about it, too. Great grievances aired by Isaac. That's what's so funny. I have a policy, all right? I'm a creep just like everyone else. When I see a beautiful girl at the gym, I want to go talk to her, but I will not violate my policy. I do not hit on girls at the gym. I will not approach you at the gym because you're there to be working out. I don't want to interrupt your workout.
So what you'll do is you'll sit in your car like a creep and wait for them to walk out.
No, I don't do that either.
Oh, pardon
okay?
me.
But I won't like walk up to you in the middle of your set and just be like, hey, you know, you might want to keep your elbows closer to your body, you know. I won't interrupt a girl's workout to try and hit on her, to try and talk to her, to strike up a conversation. I won't do it. Right?
Good for you.
And girls are always just like, oh, thank you, because I'm there to work out. Okay, are you? Because, like Isaac said, so many girls show up to the gym, makeup, earrings, like the cute top from Lululemon that they've never worn to work out before. And I'm just like, what are you doing?
Lauren's got it. Lauren's got something to say. I don't know if it's grievance.
This is just a reply. I go straight from soccer to workout.
Uh-huh.
From work to soccer to workout.
Yes.
So I have makeup on already. So it's not always intentional. Doesn't just get taken off. Okay?
Yeah, Lord, I don't know
how I feel about that.
It's 100% accurate.
Okay.
Girls don't, they're not like, oh, let me take off my makeup before I go to the gym.
But you know there's a difference between those girls and the ones who are dolled up at the gym. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I do.
And look, thank you, okay? You look great, but Don't pretend you don't want me to talk to you, and I'm not going to anyway, but don't pretend you don't want guys to talk to you.
Yeah.
If that's how you're showing up to the gym.
These are the girls that want everyone to look at them but not talk to them.
And the guys are worse, right? The guys that wear like white shoes that have never been dirty before.
That was my grievance. And why are you stealing my third grievance?
And they've got the brand new fitted cap with the flat brim, mm-hmm. and they've got like they're wearing gym clothes that have never even been washed because they've never been dirty because they're brand new. I'm like, what? This meat market environment is not conducive to me getting my swole on.
Oh, baby. Ooh. Thank you, Isaac Cassiata.
Yeah, we got a more. We could do a whole segment on airing gym grievances only, but Kevin from Murray is up next. Kevin, how are you?
So gym grievances are the worst. I just needed to say, and Hackett is not going to understand this reference, but when he was standing there screaming, one order," it sounded like Kylo Ren trying to promote the First Order. That's all I got. Thanks.
Kevin, well done, sir. Oh, I love it. JJ from Murray's up next. Hey, JJ.
Hey, guys.
What's up? Air grievance.
My grievance is with Comcast.
Oh, boy.
Any number of grievances, but I'm going to hone in on this one.
Okay.
Big package, you know, HD, the whole works, Pac-12 channel. You have to pay extra to get the non-HD channel 37 that has the, it's the mountain pod that has the more minor sports on it. Unbelievable. Paying like hundreds of dollars and they want more dollars just to get that non-HD channel with like girls softball, basketball, stuff like that.
Yeah, to get a downgraded channel. Oh, JJ, thanks for the phone call. Let me tell you real quick, fellas. For many years, I did not understand the grievance with Comcast because I've been a Comcast customer for a long time and always had good experiences. So I was always like, oh, yeah, I guess they have bad customer service. I've never experienced that before. Oh, but then I finally experienced it. And let me tell you, I don't yell at customer service people. I don't, because I know that they're just punching the clock.
Right.
Right. And the symptoms are the problems are just symptoms of a sick system, and it's not their fault, but boy, I got duped into switching my package, and I was told that the price would go down, and the price actually went up, and I got furious, and I tried to cancel, and it didn't work, and I got so mad.
What did you break? What was the first thing you broke when you got mad?
Hopefully the spirit of that horrible, arrogant customer service representative whose name was Travis.
Ooh, Travis, if you're listening.
Yeah.
You stay away from these Broadway studios, my friend.
Jay from West Point will wrap it up for us in the airing of grievances. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how are you?
Doing all right.
I have a grievance with both of you.
Oh, boy.
What's going on today?
Oh, boy.
Let's go with OC first.
Now, let's bring
giving
it.
Tom such a bad time.
What?
Wait, what did he say?
I listen to the show every day, and you just hound Tom.
Yeah,
he's called, a great guy.
It's called banter. We're buddies.
No, you're a bully. You're a bully.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I'll be nicer to Tom.
And my grievance with Tom is I asked for a favor and have gotten no response.
Oh, well, so maybe Tom's not such a great guy. Oh, there it is, Jay.
Wow. Okay, hold on.
Thanks for the phone call. He's gone. Jay's gone.
Oh, I don't even know what favor.
Oh, I know what favor it was. I remember.
He could. Okay.
Oh, Lauren. I have a grievance there with Lauren. Jumping on the mic whenever she feels. I'm just kidding. Come on in.
That was not on the air. All right.
Okay.
That was just in your ears.
I'm joking.
All right. I have worked in a restaurant for 9 years. I have a coworker who refuses to just let me do my job. He only worries about what other people are doing, it drives me crazy. Don't tell me how to do my job. I've been doing it for 9 years. I'm good, bro. I'm all right. Oh. You do your job, I'll do mine.
Micromanagers.
Hospitality.
And he's not
especially.
Even a manager. I'm a manager.
Oh.
He's not.
Oh, no.
I am the manager. He is not. He's worrying about me.
That's incredible. That's a good one. That's a good one. French, Tom, real quick, if you got another one.
White shoes, but you stole my thunder, my friend. Why would you ever get white shoes?
Because they look slick.
Okay, so Colton, I know he's listening. Kate's brother, he got white shoes, right? And they look really
Who's
good.
Who's Kate?
Girlfriend. The shoes look really good. Stay away from her. Okay, they look the shoes do, but surely, Colton, why did you not learn that you do not buy white shoes? And you, at the age of 12 is when you stop. You stop that at the age of 12 because you know that those things are going to get dirty. Give it 2 weeks, my friend. It's a waste of money.
I got some all white shoes. I haven't even worn them yet.
Because you're scared.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm scared that they'll get dirty.
And there's my grievance.
All right, grievance is there. Everyone feel better?
Feel great. I feel good.
OC and Hackett, back in a second. Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.